easy to forget how different it was in former times to access music. Unlike our music on tap, you either played music yourself or you went to a live performance. If you wanted to enjoy one of the great opera arias, you could play arrangements of them at home on your harpsichord. One such arranger was William Babel, an English composer of German birth. His keyboard arrangements of operas were published across the continent and brought him great success. Babel was one of the principal copyists for Handel from 1711 to 1723, but he was also an organist and a very virtuosic one at that. Mattheson thought he surpassed Handel in his skill. Certainly his arrangements are very impressive, full of florid passages and extravagant cadenzas. He was a violinist in the opera orchestra, so he may well have written to reflect the famous improvisations that Handel created on the harpsichord during the operas. Charles Burney was not impressed, though. In fact, he was quite dismissive in his comments, saying that Babel had arranged the songs of Handel's opera Rinaldo without the assistance of taste, expression, harmony, or modulation. They allowed the performer to astonish ignorance and acquire the reputation of a great player. John Hawkins, also a music historian, took a different view, celebrating the arrangements, but pointing out that few but Babel could play them well. Babel died in 1723 when he was only 33, of what was described as intemperate habits. 3 years after his death, his 6 concerti were published, and they showed the composer outside of his famous harpsichord arrangements. The concerto you'll hear now is for recorder, 2 violins and basso continuo in D major. It is performed by Musica Alta Ripa and Danya Sigal. The first movement of William Babel's Concerto for Recorder, 2 Violins and Basso Continuo in D Major, Opus 3, No. 1, played by Musica Alta Ripa and Danya Sigal. FMR.